Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we got into the conversation about Deshaun Watson. And I heard a little bit of G. Bush over the weekend. I heard the morning show today. We obviously, I thought they did a great job with Jason Lloyd. Actually, both conversations with Jason Lloyd and Daryl Ryder had some interesting stuff about how people are starting to think about Deshaun Watson's 2023. But I do think that I think we've all been a little too simple in how we viewed Deshaun. Like, I heard, and I mean, I think we did the same thing on Friday, talking about Deshaun. And, you know, what we asked was, are you more or less confident in the Browns, that the Browns are going to make this Deshaun Watson deal work out? And the reality is, I just don't hear anybody yet having a leg to stand on that the Cleveland Browns are winning this deal. We just don't have, one, we went through the mess of last offseason, the noise of last offseason, and then when Deshaun played, the box score didn't look pretty. So much so that that's the only thing that matters. And by the way, it is fair. Like, I have kind of defended the last three games of last year by Deshaun. I think if you watch the tape, quote unquote, there's actually a lot of really good improvement from the first three games that he played to the last three games. And I think if all that happens in the last three games is that he had had those two touchdown drops against the Saints, those are catches. And he doesn't play in the second half against the Steelers. I think everybody's rhyme, everybody's rhythm that they have talking about Deshaun Watson would be completely different. Now, those things didn't happen. We have to address the fact that he did have those two drop touchdowns and he got the living crap beat out of him against the Steelers. But I think there's this kind of narrow pathway on thinking about Deshaun Watson and success. Long term, Deshaun Watson needs to make repeated playoff runs and probably get you to at least one AFC title game. That's just to start having the conversation about it being worth it if you're the Cleveland Browns. Because when you trade for a player like Deshaun and you move on from your previous franchise quarterback, which is what Baker was set up to be, the stakes should be high. You know, like, I don't understand when people are like, oh, we got to give Baker time. What? No. Baker was the number one quarterback was the number one pick in an NFL draft. He didn't work out. Conversely, with Deshaun, you gave up three first rounders and $230 million guaranteed for Deshaun. It's okay to expect results. It doesn't mean you're demeaning that person. And I don't know where we've gotten to this point where everyone's so soft that we just can't say, all right, how do we define success for Deshaun Watson? So I'm just going to talk about the next year. Because 1 year in, you can defend the idea of the Deshaun Watson trade. You can't really defend the results. The results are six uneven games. The results are your head coach looking exposed with running an offense that doesn't fit the $230 million quarterback. The results are your roster wasn't good enough to make a bridge and didn't play well enough to have enough success early that Deshaun could just come in and guide you to a playoff run. Which, ironically, Deshaun going 3-3 down the stretch, if the Browns had been 7-4, you would have been right there, depending on which wins you got, you would have been right there in the thick of it, maybe even in a playoff spot. Nobody, and by the way, we can take this as far as we want. The results were really bad PR optics by your ownership group. Even though Jimmy Haslam said the most true thing I've ever heard a billionaire owner say in the NFL, and I appreciate it to this day, if his name was Joe Smith, we wouldn't be giving him this opportunity. So, across the board, the job, the results were not good enough year one of Deshaun Watson. Now, I'm not pulling that out to kick anybody in the nards. I'm not doing that to make you feel worse about it. I'm doing it to point out that this is going to be a game-by-game analysis. Until we get to a point where we can all breathe comfortably that the Deshaun Watson move has worked out both off the field and on the field, until we can really get a sense of saying, that's my quarterback, it's going to be week to week. It's going to be month to month. So I'm curious for you guys, 1 year from now, what is going to have changed your opinion of the Deshaun Watson trade? Because I think the simplest one, the easiest one, is to say, you got to make the playoffs. That's the end all be all. You make the playoffs next year, even if Deshaun looks shaky across 17 games, you'll be able to fall back on, well, but you made the playoffs. You'll be able to fall back on, nothing matters but wins and losses. But I don't think it's just playoffs or bust. Ironically, a lot of the things I've said about Deshaun Watson, I'm also saying about Kevin Stefanski. Yes, if Kevin Stefanski makes the playoffs, it guarantees and locks in a fifth year, and maybe more than that, depending on what they do in the playoffs. But if they win 10 games, and it's like this year, 10 wins gets you the 8th spot instead of the 6th seed, you think Haslam's really going to fire Kevin Stefanski? So, like, conversely, if in a year's time, Deshaun looks top 5 quarterback, and maybe they won 9 games, and there are valid reasons, not excuses, valid reasons for them winning 9 games, we're all going to be hyped for 2024. Even if, by the way, flip that around, if the Browns make the playoffs and Deshaun looks average, we're going to be hyped for 2024. Making the playoffs is great, but I think this is one of the first times that I can remember in recent Browns history that it wasn't just making the playoffs is the end-all be-all. Yes, it is. I'm not trying to say it's not important. What I'm trying to say is I think we've got to a point where, because it went so poorly in 2022, that Deshaun's success, his numbers looking the way a top 5, top 10 quarterback should look, his play, us being able to say he elevated the Browns, right? Like, if they're the 20th best defense in the NFL, and they're a 9-win team, and the reason why they were a 9-win team instead of a 7-win team is Deshaun, in a year's time, we're going to look back on that and say, that was a success. Or we're trending towards this trade being a success. 216-474-0092. 1 year from now, what's going to have us talking about the Deshaun Watson trade as a success? Because there are some easy things to say, but I think the gray area is more often than not where we end up with big trades like this. I don't know. I think the Browns are, I think Andrew Berry has done a good enough job this offseason. I expect the Browns to be a lot more competitive. Meaning, if you have a 13-point lead against, let's say, the New York Jets with 2 minutes to go, I expect the Browns to win those games next year. Call me an optimist. But I also think that if your only definition of success is just cut and dry, it is you have to go to the playoffs or nothing matters, I think we're being a little Tommy Tough Nuts there. I think we're being a little insincere with how easily we can be swayed by the right amount of success. Deshaun playing like a top 10 quarterback is probably more important to our long-term, not even long-term, short-term enthusiasm about the Cleveland Browns than even the Browns making the playoffs. Because the trade itself and everything that it entailed, moving on from Baker, right? Giving up all those assets, giving up all those all that money, giving up really a season of sanity with how loud the offseason was, in some ways to some people, selling your soul to the devil, given what Deshaun was accused of and suspended for and sued for. It's a lot. It's a lot to live up to. That doesn't mean the Browns have to live up to it all in 1 year. Nelson, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot, buddy. What you got?
Hey, maybe I'm misunderstanding why you're asking, right? Because statistically, Deshaun Watson was one of the top, top five quarterbacks in the league before. This is before he got obviously traded to Cleveland and all this mess went down, and the Texans weren't winning, right? So to me, statistics don't tell the whole story. Yes, I would like him to play at a top five level, but to me, wins and losses are more important. Like, you know, I think, and I'm not comparing him to Eli Manning, right? But if you think of Eli Manning's career, I wouldn't say, particularly towards the end, his trajectory was not one that putting up great stats, but as a quarterback, he was winning. And to me, that's the most important thing. So if that's what you're saying, to me, wins and losses will say more than statistics, because he could end up with a lot of great statistics and our team could suck. And I don't want that.
Yeah. I think you're hinting at kind of what, or not hinting. I think you're pointing to what happened in Houston, and I appreciate the call, bud. And I think if a lot of people who didn't like the deal or who just don't like Deshaun as a quarterback have tried to use 2020 as like, oh, he's not very good, or he's a stat chaser, or he's that one. Find me a quarterback in 2022, 2023, whose numbers aren't a little padded. The whole game, like Jared Goff, a lot of people changing their tune on Jared Goff after one good season in Detroit. Jared Goff, Pats are statted. Kirk Cousins, Pats are statted. Everybody, Mahomes, Pats, everything's, all the stats are padded. The game is rigged for quarterbacks. But it's convenient that people ignore the 21 games he won in 2018, 2019, across those 2 years, and the playoff game that he won. And I hear what Nelson's saying. Well, wins are the only thing that matters. So if I could give you a 9-8 non-playoff Cleveland Browns team, but Deshaun is top five in all stats, like he just has a phenomenal season, or I give you 11-6, and Deshaun looks average, but you make the playoffs. I think long-term, because here's the thing. If Deshaun looks average and he goes into the playoffs and they lose in that first round, everything that people say about him right now are the same things they're going to say. He doesn't win. Oh, he can't win in the playoffs. You go 9-8 and he looks top five, there are going to be a lot of Super Bowl, Super Brown chants like you wouldn't believe. Tom, welcome to the show, buddy.
Nick, love you as always. I'm sorry to make this personal.
Ooh.
I can't believe you are already back to the Cleveland mentality. Look at how you are dumbing this down for not only yourself, but trying to sell this to everybody else. He has the single largest guaranteed contract in the history of the NFL. The time to make the playoffs was last year. Look at it, Nick. It was right there for us. No matter what happened in those first seven, eight, nine, 10 games, if we go ahead and have a winning record toward the end, we still make the playoffs. And we didn't.
I mean, didn't. Tom, real quick. Real quick, buddy. When he took over, they were 4-7.
Yes.
So he would have had to go like 5-1 to have a winning record, which, I mean, if I was being naive in saying I didn't care about Rust, I think expecting him to go 5-1 down the stretch against a few teams that were either in the hunt or in the playoffs is a little much, I think.
Brother, my brother, I'm fairly certain that in week 15 and week 16, when they went ahead and put up on the board on every network, teams left in the hunt. Cleveland was right there. And look at the way the teams around us folded. He didn't need to go 5-1. He could have gone ahead and went 4-2. It was right there for us. That was his time to shine. And he literally did nothing for it. And listen,
I mean, he went 3-3, Tom. Come on. He had one game off what you're saying.
I get the rust factor and everything else, no doubt about it. And the game shape you've got to go ahead and be in, I understand that. But to that same point, I can't fall back on that money any more than they already do. You had to show your worth or your value. As far as next year goes, I think we squandered this year. I think next year, if we're lucky to make the playoffs and we get bounced in the first round and everyone's talking about 2024, I'm going to be like, what 2024? How old is Myles Garrett going to be and how long is he sticking around? Nick Chubb will be gone. What do we have left on the defense? The offensive line will be a year older. God only knows who will be kicking at that point in time. Stefanski will go ahead and be gone. We're in a complete rebuild mold. I literally think this was the wasted year. Next year was the AFC Championship game, and everything else after that is gravy.
Tom,
love you as always.
I love you too, buddy. Find someone to hold you. Like, I get it. And by the way, the fears are well-founded. 1 year in, it's okay to be fearful of how this trade is gone. We had Pink on last week. Jason Pinkston was like, couldn't have gone worse. For the first year of Deshaun Watson. Across the board, kind of tough to refute that. Also, Chris on Twitter saying, are you compensated for using the phrase top 5 to top 10 quarterback? Well, contractually, I don't think I could tell you if I was. But I saying the success bar is simply actually winning. In 5 seasons, it's very mixed results, so simply just winning. Yeah, but my point is this year. My point is, so if what has to happen for us to feel better this exact same point next year? Deshaun Watson's performance absolutely matters. And I think trying to dissuade, like, listen, guys, it is all on Deshaun in 2023. If they're going to be anything more than a middle-of-the-road organization, Deshaun has to be really good. Whether that's top 5 or top 7 or top 8 or top 9 or top 10, at some point across the average of 18 weeks, he has to be who he was his 3 years as a full-time starter in Houston. That matters, I think, just a skosh more than the playoffs. 216-474-0092. What will have you being? What will have you declaring the Deshaun Watson trade a success or more, closer to a success than a failure than it is right now? 1 year from now, John Vicari. If you guys can't see, which why could you? It's radio. Listen, we'll get there. Let me land the plane. You've got a busted wing here,
yes.
And one, thank you for laboring through today. I know it's tough. This is the most discombobulated I've ever seen you.
Yeah, no, I'm bad.
The busted wing is so in your head. It's almost like you're trying to say like an international car, like the name, like a manufacturer. Yes.
Luckily,
like,
not any of my updates.
Yeah,
today, fortunately. They will, like, be back on Thursday.
Like specifically, like Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of those,
yes,
names.
Proud sponsor.
But what happened?
All right, so I'll take you through.
Actually,
you
can, yeah. Should we guess? Should we have everybody guess what happened?
It's your show.
All right, so this did happen at a local gym. Spano?
Well, you put me right on the spot.
Yeah, I thought we were going Keith first.
You go first.
That's how radio works.
Yeah,
Keith,
yeah.
You go first.
I'm gonna say he was on a treadmill and tried to turn around or do something and lost his balance.
Because of a pretty woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope. I like that.
I think it's something stupid, like you were, I don't know, doing some kind of lift or whatever, and you put the bar down and you tripped and fell and it hurt
close.
Your wrist.
Close. Oh. Yeah, close.
All right, give it closest. To us.
All right, so, and you guys can interject
what about
any
you?
Time.
We will.
Did you guess too?
So.
Or you already know?
I guess both of your guesses.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Whoever's closest to being right, that's what I'm guessing.
So I like to go like after work, so like 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. and that extends to the weekends, but the World Baseball Classic first inning sort of roped me in, so I'm like, all right, I'll go like 7:30. So I go yeah. I go a little late. The first inning, the USA was machine. Going off. So yeah, I got roped in, so I'm like, all right. So I go. It's leg day. I start the squat machine, mm-hmm. and at this specific location, there you can only squat with a Smith machine, right? So the bar doesn't come with you when you squat or bench. It's attached, mm-hmm. but it's not it's not free, and it's obviously like not roped, but it's like attached to the mechanism, so it goes with you mm-hmm. straight down. Gotcha. But and you're still lifting that weight, but it's not necessarily the same as free weights.
So
whatever.
So okay. in this but, case, you're worried about the weights, not the form.
Well, you're always worried about everything.
Yeah,
but yeah, but you
come
know,
on,
yes.
Spano.
Anyone, but anyway, anyone? So
you're always worried so about everything. I'm, come on, every idiot knows that.
I'm squatting, and then my last one. I'm like, all right, it's 225, which is the most I think I could do without a spotter. Mm-hmm. Why I say think is because right now with my wrist. So
so you thought wrong is what
I,
you're saying.
I do a rep, I do a second, and I'm like, all right, just not happening. I go to re-rack it, which I think I do, and I don't.
Mm.
So I rack it on once, or I thought I racked it, and it just didn't happen. So I just like let it go pretty much, and the weight comes crashing down. Unfortunately, when you're squatting like with a bar, the thing you're supposed to do is just throw it off your back uh-huh. and it crashes behind you, whatever.
Yeah.
Because it was a Smith machine, I couldn't throw it off me. So my right arm got stuck as the weight was crashing down. And then I had to sort of like snap it off and then sort of fell. And then the bar fell behind me. It could have been much worse, I guess. But obviously, I broke my wrist because it snapped back.
So,
and then,
so did you basically break your own wrist?
Yes, I broke my own wrist.
Were there a lot of ladies watching?
No, I mean, Saturday night, no one's at a gym. So it was just me and then an old guy. Old guy comes up to me. I'm thinking he's going to help. He's like, man, if that happened to me, I'd have to be stretchered out of here. And then I look at him. Vince McMahon, 2006 Rumble-esque or 2007. You
just
know, when
yoked.
Tears both his quads and he can only sit in the ring.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. me. I'm just sitting and I'm like, I know I'm done. So I'm just sitting and mm-hmm. I just sat there for like 10 minutes before I just got up and left. And then.
So did you go right to the hospital or no?
I didn't call 911 because it was a wrist injury. It wasn't like, I wasn't going to bother them with that, send down an ambulance. But I'm not driving either because of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
So I call an Uber. The Uber. Of course, a big fan of the station, doesn't know me, but is a big fan of the afternoon show. And he's telling
Smart
me,
guy.
He's telling me, you know, he's like, I'm listening to Peterlin and his Rogers take. Just sitting back in the back and I'm like, can we not do this?
Did you
right
mention
now?
Where you worked? Is that?
Well, I shouldn't have asked. It was on, but the station was on, but, you know, not all the way up.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you're a fan of the fan. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I worked there. And then it just, you know, went. Because I like to be recognized or tell people, oh, whatever. Yeah. He had no clue who I was.
So
I had to get an Uber to the hospital. And that was after an original Uber canceled. So it took me an hour to get to a hospital 5 minutes away.
I still can't believe you didn't just drive yourself.
I did home. Like I then Ubered back to the gym's parking lot mm-hmm. and
you can't drive left-handed.
Took my car. But that's what I did.
Yeah,
but in the moment, I was just like,
well, isn't it right-handed? Isn't it right-handed? I got drive left-handed. Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Follow along. But yeah, so I just Ubered because I was worried
I'll
about
break your other
too.
Friggin' hand.
That would be a more exciting story if you did that than the one you just told.
I
usually drive with my knee.
That was
anyway,
really disappointing. So
really? You didn't, Keith, you didn't feel in my pain?
I think you should have lied.
I don't
you
think.
Should have
well,
lied
it should have been my story.
Up a better story.
Like, I think if you fell looking, on ice.
No, I mean, that would have been pathetic too, but you should have come up with something.
All right,
it was the truth.
Real quick here. Everybody try and come up with something better. You're at the gym. I've uh-huh. got one. I'll go first.
Go.
Please do.
You're at the gym and you saw a young girl was squatting.
That's embarrassing.
Wait, no. And she started to fall and you caught her, but the weights fell on your wrist.
Mm.
Boom. And by the way, you got a number because of course you got a number. Andy, can you do better than his
name story?
Oh, absolutely.
No. What he was trying to do was spot for a friend. And it was too heavy for him.
Yeah.
And he was trying to do it even though that he wanted to be a friend and failed miserably.
I actually think that's worse.
That's worse.
Then he sounds weak.
Yeah. He is weak, though.
If I can't. Well,
yes,
if I can't,
but you don't want to sound weak.
Oh,
then
I'm sorry.
Failed as a spotter, too.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
I think
and
worse.
His friend died. And you had his death.
Yeah,
look,
yeah,
it's better than bruising your voice box doing lifts like Lima did one time.
Wow.
It's too soon. I still feel bad for Lima on
I
that one. Span.
I heard that story
I would
today.
Say, you know, if a friend gave was saying, I'll bet you $1,000 you can't break your own wrist. Well, I won $1,000.
Okay, but here's the
problem.
I would
like
problem.
To be compensated $1,000 for it.
It's going
like to
be more.
That would be a cool story, though,
would
right?
you give me $1,000?
Well, would that be a cool story?
It's going to have to be more than $1,000 because I guarantee you his hospital bill is more than $1,000.
That's fair. Okay.
Keith, make it better.
I think if you were, like, training for a triathlon or something, you know, doing some heavy, you know, working back and forth of things and you just, you know, I don't know, like...
Yeah, it's a great story.
Just a simple squat. I mean, you hurt your wrist squatting.
All right.
Yes, I know. That's why it's embarrassing and funny.
Usually people hurt their back or their legs, not their wrist.
Yeah.
Here's a problem, Keith. You can't bust his stones for the story sucking. And then this, you had like 5 minutes to make the story better. And you're like, but maybe you get hurt with doing things, you know? And you're like, and you're working out, and then you get hurt. John?
Yeah.
Feel better, buddy.
I'm going to try.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.